السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, amongst the many bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that they are immeasurable. We cannot count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majeed, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you have to count a single bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to encompass it. Ya Allah used the word, a singular word, ni'mah, one bounty. And that is because it is quite obvious that behind every single bounty that Allah has granted us, there are countless bounties that are related, that are attached to that single bounty. Take the one hand. Can we count the number of things we've been able to do in our life with that one hand? Take the one eye. How many things we've been able to achieve and do just with the one eye? Can we count it? It's impossible if you are unable to count it. And even if you count one bounty, like let's say for example a person says that, you know, with my eye I was able to study. So that's one bounty, but by virtue of you studying, you are able to achieve so many more bounties. You are able to do well in school. You are able to get a qualification. Because of the qualification, you are able to get some kind of a job opportunity. You are able to excel in your field. So behind every single bounty, there are countless bounties that are attached to it. That single grain of rice which many of us will be eating today after the Jummah Salah, when we'll be having our lunch, that one single grain of rice, there are countless bounties that are attached to that one single grain of rice. So a person would say, but man, I just see a single grain of rice. Look at the bounties that were attached to getting that one single grain of rice to your plate. That somewhere far away in Thailand or wherever it may be where they grew the rice, or India. So there was a farmer. So he had to get some capital. He had to first of all have a level of experience. If he didn't know how to farm rice and cultivate rice, he wouldn't have been in the industry in the first place. So there was a whole skill set that he needed, that was required for him first of all to get into the field. Then perhaps he purchased some land or inherited that land. That is another bounty. How he got the money and got the capital, that's another ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he had to hire so many staff and so many workers. And those workers too had to have a certain skill set. That is another ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the running of that entire farm, the fact that the water came down, the fact that Allah caused that seed to germinate. Because how often it happens, a person plants a seed but it doesn't germinate. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that, are you the one who causes the crops to grow? أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Or rather, are we the ones who cause it to grow? A person, if he finds the seed is not growing, and if he starts giving one command to that seed, that I instruct you right now, that I am the owner of you, I am your master, I purchased you. I want you to start growing. Do you think that seed will start growing because of his command? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. So just the mere germination of that seed, the mere growing of that seed, is a ni'mah and another bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the water that comes down that allows that plant to grow. Because sometimes you'll find that the seed germinates, but the weather is inappropriate, or it's too harsh, or there's some animal that goes and walks on it and destroys the seed, and you find the plant is not able to grow. Happens, the person grows something, he dies. Sometimes it grows for, you know, a good few weeks, the person is quite hopeful that it's going to grow into a beautiful, nice lychee tree for example, here in KZN. But you find that it doesn't grow, it dies. Now the person says, finish it. So Allah Ta'ala makes the environment conducive for that plant to then grow. And then we can take it a step further, that how often it happens, the person has the plant, it has grown, but it's not bearing any fruits. The person's got the lychee tree, but he says, it's been a good few years, I'm not getting any lychees. I don't know, there's something wrong, something not right. So the mere fact that the plant and the tree is able to give the necessary fruit, that is another ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the entire process of cultivation, the storage, the harvesting, then the transportation of their goods from point A to point B. That truck driver had to have a certain skill set, he had to have a license. The truck had to have so many parts, those parts were produced in so many different parts of the world. And they were brought together. And then the fuel. And then it had to be taken to the harbor, to the port. And then that ship, Allah Ta'ala causes the ship to flow and to float rather on the oceans and the waters of the ocean. That is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُورِ. That these ships are fully laden. It is a sign of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala that despite the ship being fully laden, tons and tons and tons of commodities and goods, Allah Ta'ala causes that ship to float on the waters of the ocean, reaching one continent to the next continent. Is this not a sign of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? Is this not a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then a person came here to South Africa, then from there you had the wholesaler, then you have the retailer, and all of that. There's so many things attached to that. That one grain of rice that you are looking at, there are countless bounties that are attached just to that one grain of rice. Therefore, when a person takes that one grain of rice and throws it in the bin, it is as if he is throwing all those bounties that are linked to that one grain of rice. Hence, as Muslims, we are advised that when we eat food and a morsel of food falls down, then a person should pick it up. If it has become soiled and dirty, he should clean it and he should consume it. He shouldn't throw it in the bin, because he is showing disrespect and ingratitude and ungratefulness for this one ni'mah and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind which there are countless ni'mah and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are related and attached to this one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you count even one ni'mah and one bounty of Allah Ta'ala, you can never encompass it. That is an introduction. So I was saying that amongst the many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one unique bounty that Allah has granted us is this tongue that we have. It is a flesh in the body. But Allah Ta'ala has given this flesh the ability to speak. And this is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who has given the faculty and the power of speech to this organ of the body. Had Allah Ta'ala wanted, any other part of the body could have spoken. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَخْوَاتِهِ, that now the tongue and the mouth will be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, a person's hands will now speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and the person's speech will bear testimony to every single action and activity the person engaged in. So Allah Ta'ala can take away that Allah who granted the power of speech to one organ. He does not have any incapability, and he has full capacity to snatch away that bounty. And Allah can grant that ni'mah and that bounty and that faculty to any other organ of the body. قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. When the body will say that Allah will make it such that the skin will now bear testimony against whatever action the person engaged in, the rest of the body will say, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why are you bearing testimony against us? Why are you, as we say, spying us out? لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. That part of the body will say, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That being who grants the faculty of speech to any part of the body has forced us now to speak, and we are under his command. Yes, we have to speak that which he commands us to speak. We cannot speak a lie. So Allah will make it such that the tongue will now, and the power of speech will be transferred to other limbs of the body. Nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala has granted us this tongue in the mouth and has given it the power of speech. It is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some people who are unable to speak. We say that the person is, you know, dumb or he's deaf. Not in a disrespectful way. But what we are saying is that the person is unable to communicate. I was mentioning to some brothers that we had one particular person who came for an interview. And this person was unable to speak clearly because of an extreme stutter. The person has such a stuttering problem that for him to complete the sentence is really, really difficult. It's really taxing. And this is not within the person's capability. It is not his fault. This is something that he was born with. Allah Ta'ala gave him this weakness. Hence it is not right for us to ever mock at a person who has got some weakness. Sometimes we mock at a person who stutters. Sometimes we make fun of a person who has got some disability. The person is crippled. The person is unable to walk, and we laugh at the person. We mock at him. The question we have to ask ourselves is that who is the one who created him in that manner? Who is the one who created the person such that he's got a stutter? It's by birth. It's a defect from birth. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person comes to our home and he starts, you know, criticizing something that we built ourselves, perhaps the person made some gate at home, or the person built one wall, or the person did some, you know, artwork in his home, he painted, he did some drawing and painting, and now someone criticizes the painting. This is not right, that's so crooked, the colors are really off. So in reality, is he criticizing the painting or the one who painted? He's criticizing the one who has painted him in that manner. Hence, if we are mocking a person who, for example, is disabled, or a person who is mentally challenged, then effectively we are saying that, Ya Allah, you made a big mistake here. You made a mistake by creating this person in this manner. Remember, Allah Ta'ala makes no mistakes. Make no mistake that Allah Ta'ala makes absolutely no mistakes. There is a hikmah, there is a reason why Allah has created a certain person in a certain manner. Sometimes a person has got a disability. A person has got a child who is disabled. Or a person who has got a child who, for example, a few days ago, one alim mentioned to me, a certain relative of his, they have a child who suffers from cerebral palsy. It's a mental disorder. Now, it is not that child's fault. Allah Ta'ala created the child in that manner. And Allah Ta'ala sometimes gave that child to that particular family, so that inshallah, by virtue of the khidmah that that family will make for that child, Allah Ta'ala will grant that family high stages in Jannah. That same child on the day of Qiyamah sometimes will be a means of interceding on behalf of those who were kind and who showed love to that particular individual. So therefore we should never ever find fault with any person, whether the person has got a disability, whether the person has got some, you know, fault on his, in the manner in which he's been created. The person may be taller than a normal person. Whatever it is, this is Allah Ta'ala has created in this manner. We should never ever criticize. Yes, if we find a person with a disability, Then we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I make shukr that I do not have this disability. And I should take lesson. And my heart should go out to these people who are going through the difficulties. That, Ya Allah, this person needs some help. He's struggling to walk. Ya, I have an opportunity of earning great rewards. That the person is blind, he's unable to walk. I will hold his hand and I will try and assist him to get into the masjid and to sit down in an appropriate place. A person is disabled, he can't go through. I will make space and I will assist him to go through. This is your opportunity of earning great rewards. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes puts these individuals in our community and in our society to test those who are around them. They have been sent as a test. Those who will deal with them in a correct manner, Allah Ta'ala will reward them greatly. And those who will deal with this individual inappropriately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly, there will be consequences for this. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So nevertheless, coming back to this topic on this tongue, I was mentioning that there are people in our community who are unable to speak. We say that the person is dumb. Again, not in a disrespectful manner. That the person can't speak. Sometimes the person has to use sign language to express himself. How difficult it is. We just carry on and speak. The tongue is moving, touching different parts of the mouth and different teeth to give off different sounds. And we are able to understand each other. This again is a sign of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. From amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gist of this verse, اِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, the variety of your languages. Our late Maharish Padasa Rahmatullah is using the example. He's saying, if you go to the cats in London and the cats in another part of the world or China, you'll find all of them, the meow that they make is not the same. But yet you'll find the human being. If a person goes to China and he listens to the people in China speaking, and then on the other hand the person goes to, for example, some country in Europe, whether it is France or whether it is Sweden, where they speak Swedish or French, and a person is not affluent in that particular language, he's unable to understand, yet we are of the same species. So this is a sign of the qudra and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are from the same species, but you are unable to communicate with each other. Look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wouldn't expect differences, but Allah can create differences where you do not expect it. So this is a sign again of the greatness of Allah ta'ala. And again, if a person now mocks another language, he is mocking the sign of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we may find another language amusing, but just as we find their language amusing, they may be finding our language amusing. They may be laughing in our language. So it may sound foreign to us, but just as their language sounds foreign to us, our language is sounding foreign to them. So nevertheless, this tongue is a ni'mah and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, every bounty that Allah has granted us, we are going to be tested. You will be given this bounty, but you will be tested. How do you use it? Hence, Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majeed, مَا يَنْفِضُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَزِيمٌ, that there is not an utterance that emanates from this tongue. إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَزِيمٌ, that there is an angel that now records every single thing. Of course, it doesn't mean he's physically standing there with a, exam pen writing down. In other words, it is being recorded. And today, with science and technology, it's very easy for us to understand. In those days, they didn't have the recorders that we have nowadays. Those days, the only way of recording was now they had this, big sheets and files, and they used to record in that manner. That is why Maharishi was traveling by ship once, and on the ship there was a very modern person. So he said, I'm studying in Britain, Oxford University, I'm studying geology. What are you doing? He said, I'm going to India, I'm going to study Islamic theology. So he said, you mean you're traveling all the way from South Africa to learn about the existence of a creator? Anyway, as the conversation continued, he said, you two, you Maulanas and Alims, you talk about angels that are
sitting on our shoulders recording everything.
كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
He said, by now they'll have such big registers and books that there won't be space on the shoulders anymore.
So Maulana asked him, you know, you must have traveled a lot of places in the world.
Yeah.
Must have studied and read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Where you went? He said, you know, I went this place, that place here. You went primary school, yeah, primary school. A lot of books you must have studied. Which subjects you did? You went secondary school, a lot of subjects you did there. You visited a lot of places. Where you went? You went here, there.
So he said, where is all that information?
All that information, where is it?
It's in your head. He said, by now your head should have been so big that you won't find a hand to fit on.
So Allah Ta'ala now with science and technology, you find that billions of pieces of information can be stored on a small little chip.
And sometimes they say it's not even stored on the chip, it's stored in the cloud.
You know, cloud-based storage.
Off-site storage.
Person says, you know, I keep it in the computer, they'll steal the computer, all my information is gone. So now I store it in the cloud. It doesn't mean the person climbs in the sky to put it in the cloud. It's an expression. It's not on site. It's in another server somewhere else, backed up in multiple ways of backups.
But sometimes you'll be amazed that so much of information stored on a little chip.
So if Allah Ta'ala can give man the capacity and the capability to condense and compress so much of information in such a confined and restricted space, do you think it's difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record everything that we do? And in fact, nowadays you find on the computers, coming back to the computers, that you find you have scanners.
They call it antivirus scanners.
That can scan your entire computer that has billions of pieces of information, multiple files. And it can scan everything in a matter of minutes. Sometimes people ask, how will Allah Ta'ala, you know, make hisab kitab and scan and our whole life, what we did, and every statement that I said, how will Allah scan it? Like what intention you said this for? What intention you said that for? Now we can understand.
That if it's so easy for man to scan an entire computer in a matter of seconds,
it is not beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is a simple task for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to scan a person's entire life in a matter of split seconds.
So مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيبٌ.
There will not be a single statement that emanates from your mouth except that it is being recorded.
The reason why you said it, what was your intention, why you said it,
and you will have to answer for it.
Then why did you make the statement? You did it to hurt this person.
And today, it has become so easy for us to express ourselves.
In those days, if you wanted to express yourself, you have to now call the family together, have a gathering, or the person has to pick up the phone, and now you dial the number.
It's such a long process, and sometimes the dials were those round ones.
By the time you finish dial, your fingers and hands are paining. And the person, the money is going also.
It was very difficult to communicate in those days.
Today, we have chat groups. We have chat rooms. Where now people from around the world can be together and they can be continuously chatting to each other all day.
Sometimes at night too.
That is your chat group. That is where your statements will come out. That is where your comments will come out.
Sometimes we post something on that group without reading properly what is being said there.
And we're posting something that someone else said without any verification of information.
I remember there's one youngster. When you were young, he got knocked by a car. Alhamdulillah, he was not injured very badly. He just had a little superficial, some wounds. He was treated on the spot and carried on.
Eventually that night, people were going to the local hospital, the ICU. They said, we heard this person is on the ventilator, is about to die.
So everyone had some, you know, as they say, some spices to the story.
Because everyone wants to dramatize things.
And everyone wants to post.
And everyone wants to copy and paste.
And the result of this sometimes, it can have dire consequences.
You can be hurting another person on that group.
So we have to be very careful.
Who is on this group?
If I don't know who is on the group, I should be very careful of what I say and how I say. Because my statements, my utterances, my posts and my copying and pasting,
Allah Ta'ala will question me on the day of Qiyamah.
That's why Rasulullah will end on this hadith.
There's so much more that
needs to be said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir."
Whoever is a true mu'min, whoever is a true believer, that iman is strong within his heart, iman is entrenched within his heart.
"Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut."
Then let that individual speak that which is good, that which is kind, or otherwise remain silent. Remain silent. Rather don't say anything.
There is no need to always become, you know, be acknowledged and be known, unless we are looking for attention.
The most important attention you need is attention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all require Allah ta'ala's attention.
Today a person will give you attention, he'll see, he'll acknowledge you. And tomorrow that person won't acknowledge you, or he won't even be there to acknowledge you.
So rather do things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rather remain silent, do not make any statement, do not make any comment.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the ability to control this tongue.
One alim by the name of Mu'ayyus Qadasa, rahmatullah, is saying that this tongue, it is a weapon of mass destruction or a tool of great construction.
That with this tongue a person can do so much of harm and damage, you don't have the time to elaborate.
But still likewise, if the person uses his tongue constructively, he can cause two families to unite. He can cause two individuals to unite. He can cause an entire community to become unified and united just by virtue of the manner in which he uses his tongue.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those individuals who uses this great ni'mah and bounty, this tool of the tongue, as a tool of great construction.
May Allah protect us from ever abusing this bounty and making it a means of mass destruction.
Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.